Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Lance is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Rick Kaler's with us. Rick's SatelliteUSA.com. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Professor. Great to be on your show this morning, Mr. Fennelli. It's another great day to be alive. We're thankful that you're giving us the opportunity to share what we do with your great listening audience.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, Rick, in the kitchen we have a satellite receiver. And it picks up Galaxy 19 very, very well. We've been using it for a couple of years now. And I'd like to share with our class today why we use this particular satellite receiver. So we live in the middle of nowhere, and we do not have a lot of bandwidth to spare. So when I'm on the air, we don't have enough bandwidth here at the farm to monitor the signal. That's broadcast over the satellite. And we don't have, you know, and we can't monitor the internet. We just don't have enough bandwidth. So what we do is we have this satellite receiver that I purchased from you, and it comes with a dish antenna and cable and mount and everything you need except for one item, and well, two items. And it's been working flawlessly for a couple of years now. And the two items that it doesn't come with is the mast. If you decide you want to mount it on a pole in the ground, then you'd have to buy like a line post for a chain link fence, and that's about $5 or $6. And the other thing it doesn't come with is a television. Other than that, it comes with everything that you could possibly want, including the cable and instructions and everything. So it's a great little system, and I did purchase it from you. And the price is of just under $200, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
You do. You are correct. We're still at $199, and that price includes the shipping cost as well.
And by the way, shipping can't be all that inexpensive because the dish antenna itself is a huge box, and so it comes with multiple boxes. But you know, I wanted to share something with you that many years ago, back in the 1980s, I founded a company that manufactured satellite receivers. And we bought a parabolic dish antenna. It was a 10-foot fiberglass antenna, and we mounted it on the roof of our building in California. And we had a lot of difficulty picking up our first satellite. And there are two reasons why, well, multiple reasons why. We had a dish antenna that we had never used before. It was brand new on the market. We had an LNA, which is the, you know, at the focal point of the dish antenna. And then we had a satellite receiver that we prototyped. We built it ourselves. And we didn't know where the satellite was. I mean, we had the coordinates, but we really couldn't see it. It's not like you could say, there it is, and we'll just kind of aim at it. So we're trying. So there were a lot of
1,000 miles away. You couldn't see it.
That's exactly right. So we're trying really hard to get this thing to pick up the satellite feed, and ultimately we did. You know, within a day we had it all figured out. But the point I'm getting at is there were so many unknowns for us, like the antenna. Did it work? Did the feed horn work? Did the cables work? And did our receiver that we just prototyped, did it work? Because we didn't copy anybody else's design. It was our own design. Now, if you contrast that with what comes from you via, you know, UPS or FedEx, you have a kit, and what you do is you take out the receiver and you program the receiver to the specific channels that you're ready to go. So you can, it's programmed for GCN, it's programmed for RBN, it's programmed for, you know, a lot of the programs that you believe that we're interested in. So that's really nice, and that makes a lot of difference. That's the whole point of what I was trying to say. It's a lot easier once, you know, when you know that the receiver has just been tested just before you shipped it, and it's been programmed, and all you have to do is set it to, you know, channel 1, channel 2, channel 3, channel 4, just with the push of a button, and all you have to do is aim the antenna and look for your signal on your screen. That's a great way to go.
I remember that exact same feeling when I was first getting started in this. Used to work for another satellite dealer just for used equipment, so I could learn about it and grow my own interest in the hobby. And I was standing outside with a 3-foot dish, holding it with a cable hooked up to a receiver, aiming it up into the sky, thinking I was going to get a signal. And I remember how hopeless, and suddenly I looked around to see if anybody was looking at me because I just felt silly about it. So I try to remember that because a lot of folks are getting these systems and they've never done satellite TV or radio before. And so I try to take some of that mystery or hopelessness feeling out of what they're going to go through installing the system. So like you said, we hook up the receiver first. We go through the programming of it. So we take that initial part out of the learning curve of getting somebody up and going. And of the 230 TV stations that are there, we go through the list and we sort it and we put the what we think will be the ones the most popular for listeners of your radio show and put them in order at the top of the list, and starting with three of the world news channels. We now have Press TV, Russia Today, and China News Central. So we got world news TV channels coming from other countries, not controlled by our national media, so it helps us to gather more information from different viewpoints so we can use our minds and make up our own decisions about what's right and what's wrong versus what we may hear from the so-called national media. And then we put the following that of the 30 or so English-speaking TV stations, we put all the Christian and religious television channels next. And then the same thing on the radio side. You can hit a button on the remote and go from the TV stations over to the radio stations. And the system is designed for you to listen to the radio channels right through the speakers of the TV set. And we go through the list of the radio channels that scan in of around 70 of them, and we'll put RBN and the GCN stations and America's Voice Radio and Access America, and we'll put them at the top of the radio list. So the idea there is making it easier for the folks that are getting a satellite system to install it and get used to how to navigate the channels and make the whole system work. So far, you know, we've been doing this system now for over 10 years, and we're trying to keep the prices as inexpensive as we can. But as you mentioned, shipping for the dish alone is over $50 because it's a large box, 36 by 40 inches by 6 inches. Now, not to scare everybody, the dish is not that big, but the box has a big piece of styrofoam in it to protect it from shipping. But the dish itself does measure about 33 inches tall by 30 inches wide.
Yeah, and you can mount that on your roof if you want. Some people might even mount it if they have a really sturdy deck rail. I mean, it's got to be really sturdy for, you know, railing around a deck. But I've seen that. But what I did, Rick, was I bought one of these line posts, and it's probably about, oh, maybe 6 feet tall, if I'm not mistaken. And I took a post hole digger, dug a hole in the ground, oh, maybe 6 inches in diameter, maybe 8 inches in diameter, dug that hole down about 3 feet, poured some ready mix, or a concrete mix, in the hole, got the post absolutely perfectly lined. It's plumb, absolutely plumb, and that's critical that you get it plumb. And waited for a couple of days for that post to set in the concrete. Then I mounted the dish, and it's kind of easy. But before you dig that hole, if you're going to mount it on the ground, you need to make sure you can see the satellite, because if you've got a building in the way or if you've got trees in the way, that's a problem. Would you take us through how you recommend we mount this small dish antenna?
Sure. Obviously, before you get one of these, you need to do a site survey for your area to make for sure you've got some place where you can mount this dish outside and have a clear view of the particular satellite that we're aiming at, which is Galaxy 19. It's located at 97 degrees west longitude. And for those of you that don't know that, where that would be, for us here in Missouri, I'm fairly close to Vincent. I'm up by Kansas City. And I'm aiming at pretty much due south. And the elevation angle for the signal, where the signal's coming down from, is about 45 degrees. The satellites are located over the equator. And their satellites have circled the Earth about every 2 degrees. And this particular satellite for where I'm located in Missouri is due south. And at this 45-degree angle, I would go outside and get my compass and figure out where due south was, get my needle pointed on 180, or I'd actually figure out my magnetic offset. And it would probably, I'd have to look it up, about 184 degrees would probably be true south, magnetic south for me here. And then for a 45-degree angle, like you say, do the high Hitler. I'd put my, if you're looking just straight out at the horizon, that would be 0 degrees. If you tilted your head back and looked straight up to the sky, that would be 90 degrees. So halfway between there. So I put my arm out and raise it up halfway between there and kind of lean my head over and look up my arm into the sky and make for sure I find a spot somewhere where I have a clear view of the sky. And another easy way to do it, is get the inner tube of a paper towel and use that like a telescope where you can peek through it. And if you have an inclinometer, a little angle meter, you can put on that and then tilt it up to whatever your angle is and then look through it like a telescope and see if you're looking at clear sky. Now, if your listeners want to give me a call, I can take their zip code and give them the calculation, because if you're on the west coast, you're going to be aiming to the southeast. If you're on the east coast, you're going to be looking to the southwest. And if you're further north, your elevation angle is going to be lower, like maybe 35, 38 degrees, depending on how far north. And if you're down south in Texas, your elevation angle is going to be steeper, like 50 to 55 degrees. So, yep. And I like the way you did it with a pole in the ground. That's nice.
Well, the reason is if there's snow on it, I can just brush that snow right off it, and I'm back in business, and we're getting great reception. Rick Kaler's with us. RicksSatelliteUSA.com. RicksSatelliteUSA.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we've got Rick Kaylor with us. Rick, C-A-Y-L-O-R. And if you'd like to contact him via email, it's rickkaylor@aol.com. Rick, C-A-Y-L-O-R, @aol.com. Rick's a USAPrepares.com instructor, and he's been on the air with us previously. And I own this system that we're talking about, and I've had it for a couple years, and we use it every day, and it works, and it works, and it just doesn't give us any problems whatsoever. And the reason why we have this system is so that we can listen to alternative radio. I mean, that's the main reason we have it. We really don't watch television here at our home, but we do listen to alternative radio and multiple networks. Right now, Mrs. Finelli is in the quality assurance department of USAPrepares.com. She's at the farmhouse, and this broadcast is playing via a very short delay, maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds, something like that, over satellite radio Galaxy 19. So this is the same receiver that we bought with the same parabolic dish antenna that we bought and the cable and so forth, $199 shipped. Rick, I was in Sam's Club a few days ago in Springfield, Missouri, and it's always the same thing. There's a guy there or two guys there, one in training and one expert who sells satellite television subscriptions with a contract. So you can sign up and you get free equipment, and all you do is, I think it's maybe $29.99. But then all of a sudden, after a while, that $29.99 or whatever the initial fee is, it goes way up really quickly, and you can. It seems to me that you can buy this whole system, although you don't get exactly the same programming. If you do want satellite radio, you get it without any additional fees whatsoever. No contract, no programming fees, no monthly fees. You just get it and it just works, right?
no need to cry. Professor Finelli is on the scene. I love that intro. And hello to Mrs. Professor Finelli there, Quality Control. And yeah, I mean, we're for folks that have never heard about this, you know, it's a satellite system designed to hook up to a TV set. There's TV channels and there's radio channels. There's no contracts to sign. There's no monthly fees. Once you buy the equipment, you own it. I had a customer call yesterday that heard about the system. He could hardly believe it. And he said he started with a basic system with one of the pay satellite services, and it was supposed to be $19.99, and then it went up to $29.99. He said he just got a bill now, and it was $99 a month, and he just had it, and he's turning it off, and so he's looking for, you know, alternative ways, and he wanted to find out what he could get. And I hear other types of free TV systems advertising, and they're saying something like $19.99, and the difference about that is, from what I know of those systems, they're internet TV, so you have to have a good high-speed internet to be able to connect to that type of service, and then you'll still be confronted with, you got to have really high speed or you end up with buffering and loading and that type of thing, and your reception will be intermittent sometimes. With the satellite, the reception is just crystal clear audio. It's like you and me facing one another and talking to one another. And the video on the TV channels is real good as well. So we're real pleased with the system. You don't have to leave it hooked up to a TV. We have a lot of people that are off the grid, and they're doing solar power, and so they may not want to run a TV all the time. Now, you do need a TV to get it initially hooked up and aimed in. Of course, we send all the instructions along and the coordinates on where you'd be aiming at, how to bring up the menu of the receiver on the TV set, and watch the signal bars. And as you aim in the dish, you wait for that quality bar to climb up to when you know you found the satellite. But once you've got it all aimed in and tightened down and channels are coming in, we have some people that will go from the right and left audio jacks, the red and white audio outputs, using an RCA type of plug, and if you have a stereo with auxiliary inputs like right and left audio in, and if that stereo has speakers, then you can just connect up the satellite receiver right to the stereo and turn it on and turn the television off. And also have the option of doing that same type of connection if you wanted to get an FM transmitter. Now, if you got a stronger transmitter over 1 watt, then the FCC is going to want you to license it, and that's quite a bit of hoop jumping to get that done. But there's low-power FM transmitters that some people will get, and they can broadcast around the yard or around the farm, and they can go outside and tune their little FM radio to a frequency that they set their FM transmitter to, and then they could listen to it outside as well. So there's different ways that you can use it.
All really good stuff, and we're going to get into a little more detail when we get back about how you can listen with the equipment that you may already have, like your existing stereo receiver from the 1970s. Rick Kaler and I will be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Taylor's with us. Rick's Satellite, USA.com. And if you'd like to call him, I'll give you the number. 816-228-1801. 816-228-1801. That's Rick's Satellite, USA.com. Rick Taylor's with us. Rick, here's the system that we have at our farm right now, and we've had it for a couple of years. What I've done is I've installed that satellite receiver with the dish antenna that we bought from you. It's about a little less than 3 feet in diameter, if I'm not mistaken. And it's on a post that's about, let's say, 4 feet off the ground. And it's aimed 45 degrees up. And it's kind of inconspicuous. I have it right next to our outdoor wood furnace, and we have a cable that runs in conduit under the ground into the house, and then ultimately to the kitchen. That would be the coaxial cable. It's a thin cable that you'd use for hooking up
a bare antenna or another small dish system. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And what I have, the output of the satellite receiver, because we don't watch television with it, for us it's for radio, and I have the output with the RCA plugs and jacks hooked up with a common cable to an old 1970s vintage stereo receiver. And I have it hooked up to the auxiliary input, so I just hit the button and it's using the auxiliary input, and outputs come out of that receiver for the speakers. And I have a speaker switch, so I have speakers in the kitchen. I have two sets in the kitchen, and then I have in the great room and then in the garage. So I have my old JBL and Dynaco speakers that I've had from the 1970s playing satellite radio, and the sound quality is superb. It really is. It's audiophile quality sound coming from the receiver that I bought from you. It's awesome. So I bought a switch on eBay. It's a 6 or 7 or 8 position switch that allows me to select which speakers I want to use with the existing audio or AM/FM receiver. So I'm using that just as an amplifier, and I have a switch that lets me control which speakers I use. And the satellite receiver lets me pick the programming, and it works just great. So we have satellite radio all over the house.
That's great. And what's amazing is the lineup of people. I mean, obviously, Professor Vanelli in USA Prepares, John Moore, you know, Sam Bushman, Mark Kaplan, John Stadtmiller, Bob Tuscan, Don Campbell, Jeff Prince, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, The Power Hour, David Duke, Pastor Butch, Catherine Albrecht, Scriptures for America, another network known as America's Voice Radio. You've got a great selection of alternative information where you can get information that you will not hear anyplace else. And with this type of system, you don't have to be tied to your telephone, which is another great way to be able to call in, you know, a toll-free number and listen, or be hooked up to the Internet, where in your case, you probably have to do Internet via satellite, and there's a limit to what you can do there, or the fees get extremely high, or even if you have a computer and good Internet in the city to where you can be on all the time, you won't have to be necessarily tied to your computer, because you can do creative things like what you've done at your home. And just so folks know, the satellite dish does come with its own pole, but it's a curved pole with a pedestal base to where you could do like you were talking about. You could lag bolt that pedestal base to the side of the house or to a good solid post if you had, you know, solid post for your deck. Railing, maybe not so much. A 30-inch dish can catch, you know, pretty good amount of wind. Or you can go up to the roof if you had to see over trees, and just be sure you get into studs so you, when you lag bolted, it's mounted extremely stable and sturdy. But I like to do what you do whenever possible. I like it right at ground level. I like to do a 6-foot chain link fence post, and depends on what your ground is like. Where I'm at, if the ground's not as solid, if it's more of a softer dirt, I'll usually go about 18 inches deep with a 6-foot pole for this dish. I'll go 18 inches deep, and I'll go 12 inches wide, and I'll use about 2 bags of concrete. And I like to put a keyway on the bottom of my pole, so when I'm buying the fence post, I'll go down the landscaping aisle, and I'll get me like a 9-inch landscape nail, and then I'll drill a hole in the bottom of my fence post, and then I'll stick that landscape nail through the bottom of that in a horizontal position, and then I put that down in the ground, and that way when I pour my concrete, it'll keep that pole from turning in the ground. That just makes it real easy. If you can put the pole in the ground, it's going to be sturdy, stable, like you said, easy to work on, easy to brush the snow off if snow builds up on it. Makes for a real nice device installed that way. But many times I've used the pole that comes with it, and that works fine. And a lot of folks, you know, have dumped their DirecTV or their dishNET system, and as long as it was a system with an inch and 5/8 diameter post, you could use this dish on that post. Take their dish off, if the dish is still there, put this dish on the same pole, and actually use the same cable that's already run. So we've got a system with a great lineup of radio talk show hosts, some good television, too, for those of you who are interested, besides the three world news I mentioned, Press TV, Russia Today, and China, that are all in English. You've got 3ABN Network, Amazing Facts, Amazing Discoveries. Now, these are the TV channels, Hope Channel, Hope Church Channel, Dare to Dream, Smart Lifestyle TV, Daystar, Smile of a Child, the Church Channel, the Christian Television Network, the Word Network, God's Learning Channel, Cornerstone TV, Jimmy Swaggart has his station there, Trinity Broadcasting Network, the University Network. So there's just a good selection of great talk radio and a good some good world news from other countries and a lot of good Christian and religious programming. So we think it's a great package, and there is, it's not too difficult to hook up. You did amazingly well, but, of course, I mean, you're our leader, Professor Fennell.
Well, you know, Rick, I wanted it out of the way, and I wanted the cable permanently installed. So, you know, I try to plan ahead, and in my case, I dug a trench for some propane lines already and some water lines, and I put the conduit in there, I put the cable in there. I thought, you know, I'm going to need to have something connected out here at some point, and sure enough, that's what happened. So I just, I had the cable already there. But, you know, if I had a Dish TV or DirecTV, Dish Network, or DirecTV, I would do exactly what you said. Use the existing cable, probably use the same mount. Now, the question is, how close is Galaxy 19 to the satellites used for Dish or DirecTV?
Oh, good question. Now, the main satellite for DirecTV is at 101 degrees. Now, they actually have like three satellites that they use, so they're new DirecTV dishes. Will have like three eyes on it, and the dish is elliptical, so it's more of an egg shaped. It's wider than it is tall, and they can position that and aim it to actually pick up signals from about three different satellites, but the main satellite's at 101 degrees. So if you see somebody with a DirecTV dish, you're thinking about getting the system, and you're curious about if you'll have a clear view. If you see anybody close by with a DirecTV dish, look at the direction that it's aimed at, as Galaxy 19 is just 4 degrees to the east of that. So if you see where a DirecTV dish is aimed, typically you're going to be aiming just, if you're standing behind it, a little bit to the left or a little bit to the east of where that particular dish is aimed at, because Galaxy 19 is at 97 degrees. Now, Dish Network, it's aimed more. Their satellites that they use are at like 119 degrees west longitude and 110. So the Dish Network dish is aimed quite a bit more to the west. So if you see a Dish Network dish at 110, then you're going to have to be coming about 13 degrees to the east of where a Dish Network dish is aimed at.
That gives us a really good idea about where, you know, within, that's pretty close to where we're trying to go with aiming our satellite for Galaxy 19. And class, if you're wondering who pays for the programming that you receive free, Rick, would you address that, please?
Well, it's people like you, Vince. I mean, time on satellite is not cheap. These are big multi-million dollar pieces of fancy equipment that are launched with rockets to get up into space, and then they're kept in geostationary orbit, so they have battery life and fuel to keep them what seems to be in the same exact spot, but actually the Earth is rotating, so the satellites are in constant motion to keep up with the rotation of the Earth. So to us down here, it's like it's just always in the same spot. And then to recoup the price of the expense of building that satellite and the cost of getting it up in space and all that technology to get it built, then there's frequencies on that satellite that companies can lease a block and then turn around and try to lease those smaller blocks of frequencies to somebody like yourself and John Statmiller and RBN and GCN and America's Voice Radio. So, Vince, you're paying for it. So, listeners, we need to support Vince and his show and the networks that put shows like his on the air, because, Vince, we need to buy some products from you. We need to support you and your sponsors. Now, I'm not saying support me, but we want to give your listeners another way to be able to listen to you and the other great talk shows that are on this satellite with no monthly fees and no contracts. You buy the equipment and you own it. But Vince has to pay for satellite time to be on satellite. John Statmiller has to pay. Joyce Riley, all the folks that we listen to are paying to have their show put on satellite. And the only way they can afford to do that is to sell their products or to sell advertising. So we need to support Vince Fanelli and USA Prepares. We need to buy the products that he has to offer and donate whenever we can to support his call, so we can keep great shows like this on the air for us to be able to listen to at no expense.
Rick Kalin's with us, and I'd like you to consider going to his website. And if you'd like to get the same satellite system that we use here at the farm for quality assurance, and also listening to the same programs that Rick Kalin's been mentioning, to get other perspectives, that's RicksSatelliteUSA.com. RicksSatelliteUSA.com. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick Kaler's with us. Hey, Rick, you know, one of the things that we hadn't mentioned during this hour about, you know, owning your own satellite receiver, small dish antenna cable and so forth, that, you know, and you don't pay for any programming and you don't pay for, there are no contracts, you just own it and you can just listen and watch. The thing that I really like about this as well, one of the key points about this, is there is no tracking of what we're listening to. Now, if we are listening on the internet to alternative radio, you know, there is that connection, and it has been recorded by Big Brother, you know, what we're doing, where we're going, how much time we spend on that website, and so forth. However, with satellite radio, the kind we're talking about, Galaxy 19, I know of no tracking mechanism that can detect what we're listening to. Is that true?
That is true. Sometimes I forget to mention that, but like with DirecTV or DishNet, they want you either connect it to the internet or have a phone line connected to it. They can actually ring that phone line and talk to that receiver without your phone ringing and download your viewing history. And they use that for advertising dollars to, you know, put commercials together that they think will cater to what you're watching and whatever else Big Brother decides they're going to use it for. But you are correct with this. There's no phone line to hook up to it. There's nothing built into the receiver that allows, you know, any sort of monitoring to keep track of what channels that you have it on. Not that I care. I'll put it on the speakers outside and turn it up loud and tell everybody, I'm listening to Vince Fennelli.
Rick, it is a concern. The monitoring of what we're doing is outrageous, and because of that, I announced last night at the meetup that I'm just looking forward to the very second we dump our iPhone, because it's tracking me where I go. They can turn that camera on whenever they want. And, you know, we literally put the phone, we have one iPhone for Mrs. Finelli and me, and we wrap it in a towel and put it in the bathroom and put it in a drawer and close the drawer and close the bathroom door, because, you know, that thing is monitoring sounds in the house. And I don't like that. But this system does not have the capability to monitor what we're listening to and watching, because it's a one-way transmission. It's a transmission from the satellite down to the dish antenna to the receiver. And there is no return path for the system to monitor, you know, your every move. So I would consider, class seriously, I would consider, if you want to hear alternative radio and you're concerned about the internet getting shut down to where you are, then it's a great way to go. However, I do want to caution you that if the internet does go down, I believe that a lot of the programming that is on satellite will go dark as well. Because
you are correct.
A lot of these signals, is that correct, Rick?
Yeah, you are correct. A lot of the shows are transmitted over internet to uplink centers and then sent up to satellite from there. So we'd have to come up with other ways. We'd have to have you record it, put it on a disc, and mail it, get it sent over to the uplink company, and then somebody like, you know, Todd Wade or right at the uplink center, give them the disc and let them shoot it straight up to the satellite from there. Yeah, we'd have to come up with some workarounds, and yeah, there are workarounds, but yeah, that would immediately yank a whole bunch of programs off the air if that were to happen.
Yeah, and class, bear in mind that this was the technology before the internet. So, for example, there were alternative radio broadcasters whom I have met who had a studio in the back of their business, and they'd just go into this little room and they'd have a microphone and a cassette recorder. They would record their program, just talk into the microphone, record it on a cassette tape, and then mail that tape to a shortwave transmission facility, and out it would go. So, you know, it can be done. So you may still have programming if the internet goes down, but you won't have alternative radio if the internet goes down if you're listening just on the internet. Rick Kaler's with us. Thanks so much, Rick, for being with us. And if you'd like to contact him, 816-228-1801, 816-228-1801. And there's a link on page one at usapreparers.com. Page one, it'll say Rick Kaler, USA Prepares. Click on that. It'll take you to his website, and you can learn more. Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.